When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to a podcast dedicated to the glories and the shames of collecting physical media. This is Serious Disagreement. My name is Alexi Toliopoulos, and joining me as always on this podcast is the chronicler of the Zodiac, the minotaur of the heat. It's Blake Howard.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you, my friend, when you're not rebooting or buffeting or finding or finding desperados in Drago. It is a pleasure to talk to you, to adore the dangerous art of physical media.
And this week, we are definitely delving into the dangers of it because we are talking about a couple of releases from one of my favorite labels that I only discovered a few years ago. It's a label out of the UK called Second Sight. And they kind of specialize in very interesting works, I would say genre pictures, and giving them really elevated releases, and also kind of cult favorites, but also kind of delving into the art house as well. I would say I discovered them because there was a release that they did of World on a Wire, the Rainer Werner Fassbender miniseries that inspired The Matrix and stuff. They did a release of that around a time that I was researching into it for a project I was working on that was just so stunning. Their big releases come in like these rigid hard books with like a disc, your classic like clamshelly type DVD cover on the inside, plus like a big and all-encompassing booklet, maybe a poster as well. And I found the release to be just so superb and beautiful that I quickly started collecting as many as I could that were in that same shape. I've got Upgrade, the Lee Whannell Australian sci-fi absolute action movie, hectic, one of my favorite movies in the last few years. And also I've got Take Shelter, starring Michael Shannon. In Bruges, great has a wonderful movie. Release. The thing that I really like about them is that they release a lot of Australian movies and a lot of international films not in the English language as well, in these really big high-end releases. We're going to be talking about two of them on this episode today. I have got a copy of Lake Mungo, an Australian horror classic, I would say, an unearthed classic as of this big release. And Blake, I'd like you to kick things off by talking about another one of my favorite movies in the last few years. It's a horror film from Belgium, I believe.
Yes, it is. Julia Ducournau's Raw, which is another release. I just quickly, before we dive in to this incredible and almost instantly iconic horror coming of age film, the place that I discovered Second Sight Films was Alexi's Blu-ray Studios, where I was in there recording a podcast and looked on the shelf and went, what are these glorious rigid box releases? And I stood there and I touched them and I smelt them inappropriately and I got excited. And Alexi was like, yeah, you've got to start doing it. So now, thanks to him, I own a couple
of those.
So I've got Upgrade, I've got Raw, there's a few more on order. I'm trying to be good because I have two kids and they can either eat or I can buy Blu-rays. So I have to be good.
I think I would have said word for word verbatim exactly what I said there. Well, Blake, actually, there are this imprint out of the UK that do wonderful works of genre pictures and films not in the English language.
Yeah, it was. You really did sell it. He will give you the full sell if you are ever in his studio. But look, let's just talk Turkey about Raw. Firstly, what an incredible film this is. If you have never seen it, I'm sorry. It is going to be hard for me to not say some things that may be considered as spoilers. So,
but enough to tantalize the listener into watching, I would say, like a really... It's one of my favorite horror movies in the last 5 or 6 years. I really enjoy this movie a lot.
So let's just say this. On a quaint desert country road, a car comes into frame and it darts into the center of the road suddenly and then crashes into a tree, which kills all the occupants.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't feel like an accident. We then open animal lover and vegetarian Justine. Heads to veterinary college to complete her family's tradition. Everyone in her family is a veterinarian. Her sister Alexia, played by Ella Rumpf, is a senior. Her parents are now professionals. They're off doing their own thing. And so this kind of isolated veterinary college is kind of like a boarding school, if you like, for a budding vets. And there's kind of all that same sort of college dynamic where you come from high school students going into college and there's, you know, the sexual awakenings and all those sorts of things.
The pledging of a kind of sorority or...
Yeah, all those hazing...
Kind of involved as well.
Hazing rituals that have got kind of perverse undertones. And what Justine discovers, Grant Miller's character, is the lead character, is that she has a taste for raw flesh.
Mm-hmm.
That is the taster, the aperitif, if you like, for what is an incredibly authentic, very textured, and just a magnetic movie that just completely surprised me and blew me away. It is such a great little genre picture. And I mean, the film gets such a beautiful treatment on second sight. Mm. There are not one, not two, but three whole essays in the massive booklet from Emma Westwood, Lou Thomas, and Hadda Woodhead. Incredible essays and interviews and discussions of the film. You've got such a brilliant release that has interviews with the actors, audio commentaries by, you know, film critic Alexandria West, audio commentary by Julia DeCorno herself with Emma Westwood, video essays by Australian Alexandra Helen Nicholas. It's just and the Australian premiere, even the Q&A with Julia DeCorno is also filmed on this one as well. It's just a splendid look at this thing. And for a film that I know definitely made a big splash for Julia DeCorno in the world of cinema, it's so cool that, like, it would be almost like Blood Simple or something like that, getting its just desserts with a big physical media release right at the beginning. Like, people recognize the game of this filmmaker right from the outset. And it's just utterly brilliant. It looks incredible. It's an incredibly visceral movie. So it just works in spades, and I just adore it. And it's such a banger of a release. Like, if you, again, it's another one. If you hadn't seen it, I know it's a little bit of a splash to spend the money, but I'm just genuinely telling you, you will not regret it.
I would agree to you. I would absolutely agree to it. I've got a great Blu-ray copy of this film already, and I've had it in my cart just waiting to buy it again. That's how much I love this film and how cool this release looks. And already seeing Blake glowing about it, I'm like, oh, God, I got to do it.
Guys, usually, Alexi, when we talk, we're, like, interested and we're talking with each other and we're, like, nodding along. And Alexi's been squirming in his seat, not about cannibalistic, raw, eat-fleshing content. He's like, oh, my God, that's not on my shelf. Why is that not on my shelf? I don't have it, you son of a... bitch, it's so good. But genuinely, Second Sight do some great stuff, and Alexi has a bunch of them. He was the introducer, but it's just, this was a great movie. It just shook me up. I watched it on streaming. I was like, that's not enough. I need to own that. And then when I saw it come up on Second Sight, because they're very good, their Second Sight socials are almost second to none online. They do a lot of commentary about what's coming up, and they have a very rich sort of like bench of great film minds that work alongside them to deliver this great content. And so that bench is, you know, always available, and shouting out all the work that they're doing to create these really, like, once, you know, I think this is something the Second Sight kind of prides itself on. It doesn't release as many films as a bigger imprint label like a Criterion or something like that, or Arrow, but you can almost say, like, second to none, the special features. Absolutely. The documentaries, the video essays, the actual written essays, they're so rich with people that it's like, this is why we're dedicating this, because we want to give it its absolutely primo release. And yeah, it's pretty special.
They feel more definitive than anything else I've really owned. Like, I bought that humongous, I think 4 or 5 disc 4K UHD box set that they had of Dawn of the Dead. Yeah. It might maybe the biggest thing I've ever bought physical media wise. That's just one movie with multiple cuts.
Yeah.
And I've never regretted it because I'm like, this is absolutely definitive. It's got so much stuff packed in there, from essays to even the original novelization of the movie that came out in the freaking 70s with a foreword by Simon Pegg. Like, that's how chock-a-block they fill things up with. It's got like CDs of the score and the music of the film. It's kind of crazy. But the one that I really want to highlight today is a new release by them, and it's an Australian film. They do release quite a few Australian films on this label. They did basically just did a new definitive edition of Walkabout as well, which I have also not purchased. And
I've got that on I've got that on Criterion too, Alexi. Exactly. I've looked at it so many times going, Should I
go for it? But one that I did absolutely not hesitate in pre-ordering and getting in my hot little hands is an Australian horror movie that I absolutely adore called Lake Mungo.
Looked like Alice.
Don't you close your eyes? I usually videotape my sessions. Something was happening inside that house and I wanted to find out what it was.
We checked the tapes.
There was a ghost in our house. Alice kept secrets. She kept the fact she kept secrets a secret.
Something bad is going to happen to me.
Alice knew she was going to die.
This is a fake faux documentary about like a kind of haunting experience that came out in the late 2000s. I think it would have come out in 2007 or 8. And this was a movie that I discovered while working at a video store in Annandale, New South Wales, Australia. And it was like a cult video store. And I used to peruse the Australian section every freaking day because I wanted to be an Australian filmmaker. So I would just see like what the heritage of Australian filmmaking was. And this one had just come out around the time I was working there. So it was a hot new release. And this movie is so interesting, so fascinating, and it truly terrified me when I was a teen because it has this reality built into it and it never breaks the formula or the boundaries of its faux documentary setting. Like, right.
No winks at the camera.
Oh, winks at the camera. It's completely indistinguishable from it being like a really beautifully produced, almost like 60-minute style investigative documentary.
Amazing.
And I hadn't seen it since then. It had been like 10 years since I'd watched this movie. And this new release has basically, I got to tell you, I love it even more now than I did when I was a teenager. I think that this is truly a superb movie. It looks incredible on this new transfer, this new digital transfer. And as once again, the packaging is second to none on this film. Like that rigid box, the booklet, absolutely amazing. But the art that they've given to it is just phenomenal. Like having
beautiful moonlight silhouettes and pools. Yeah. And it's just glorious. It looks really beautiful.
The Lake Mungo itself, you would presume, and also just like almost this monochrome of this blue, dark blue color. It just feels so eerie and ghostly. It really is a perfect set for me. And just seeing like the amount of features that they've put into it as well. There's like a few different commentaries from a producer and also the DOP, John Brawley, great Australian DOP, but also the aforementioned Alexandra Hella Nicholas and Emma Westwood are on here as well. There's also an essay on here from Alexandra Hella Nicholas, who I do got to say, one of my favorite Australian critics that there ever was. Amazing. That's why she's in Finding Desperado, baby, because she's the best and I wanted to get her ears around it. But also there's a special feature that really stood out to me on here that I really, really love. It's called Kindred Spirits, filmmakers Justin Benson and Aaron Moorhead on Lake Mungo. And these are indie sci-fi mystery genre filmmakers that I really love. They made this movie called The Endless a couple of years ago, which is kind of like Lost, if you will, time loopy, culty. Really fascinating film, and I think it lives in the same world as Lake Mungo, and it's just interesting to hear filmmakers that are almost contemporaries talking about this as like this really unique discovery of a film.
It's This is another one that I'm deeply jealous of because I've got all the special features up right now and I'm just like, this looks so goddamn good. And these discoveries, when they get a great release like this, they become more worth it almost because you actually get everything you could possibly want to look at. So, yeah, there's so many. Walkabout, The Strangers, Revenge, Dawn of the Dead, the 4K and the Blu-ray. Incredible. And they're also doing The Babadook, which is available for pre-order right now.
And that's a 4K UHD as well. And it's absolutely chock to the gills with bonuses and like little physical mementos that are like books and stuff with essays. That's one that I'm tempted to go in again on The Babadook as well. Even though it's not a movie I particularly love or adore, but I think that what they do is they make like the definitive gorgeous editions.
Yeah.
And
I was just going to say that I'm not the greatest fan. Like The Babadook I thought was really excellent. It was a lot of fun, but it's like not completely my jam.
Yes.
But when you look at these special features, you're like, holy heck. This might
maybe
be
I'll
my
love
jam.
It this time.
Maybe.
maybe I'll love it this time. One release that they've got coming down the pipeline, perhaps later in the year. But the interesting thing about Second Sight is they're also very public about how they're working on things through their social media. Like they've already released what the cover's going to look like for this one. Mm. But it's still not completely finished or finalized. But the Neil Marshall movie, Dog Soldiers, which has been longing for a really good release, they are working on one. They are restoring it, I believe, in 4K. And I just can't wait to finally get to see that movie the way it deserves to be seen.
Well, that's been our little Second Sight double. Thank you so much for listening. This has been A Serious Disagreement. If you like the show, we're up on One Eat Media Productions, as well as our companion show, Imprint Companion, all about the Imprint Films label, is going to be part of this feed. But if you just want to listen to that one as well, Imprint Companion, you can seek that out for Alexi and I. Otherwise, you can find Alexi on Turtle Reboot, Netflix Film Buffet, and go back to the two greatest Australian podcasts, movie/movie-adjacent podcasts of all time, Finding Drago and Desperado. You can find him there. You can find myself in this feed with Zodiac Chronicle and all of our great shows, Increment Vice, Josie and the Podcats, One Heat Minute, Last 12 Minutes of the Mohicans. It's all there. But, bro, it's so fun. And the funnest part of this actually has been watching you squirm over that Raw release. It's so good. Yeah. It just made me smile so much. So thank you so much for the chat.
I think you just lost me a few $100 just doing this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm really sorry. And look, and I'm sorry to anyone listening if I've just lost you a couple of $100 as well. Hi, this is Blake Howard, host and producer of One Heat Minute Productions podcast. We dive into the great and underappreciated cinematic works, often 1 minute or one scene at a time. Our crew of guests are some of the most wonderful filmmakers, writers, authors, and critics ever assembled. Our shows include One Heat Minute, Josie and the Podcats, All the President's Minutes, Increment Vice, and right now, Zodiac Chronicle. Check out oneheatminute.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.